Jean, I understand you were born in Loughton.
That
You
is
lived in Loughton with your parents.
correct.
And how did they come to move, or all of you, how did you come to move to Maldon?
Because they're looking for a business.
Well, yes.
And they decided they would like to try the have a cafe.
Right.
They looked in Maldon, they found a cafe in Station Road, which was a busier area at that time.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And they moved to Maldon and lived in Victoria Road.
Right.
Then a cafe was re a grandfather had a cafe built that was a brick one, which had a seating area instead of being outside.
Right. So grandfather was already in Maldon.
No, he lived at
Baccarat.
Buckersthill.
Right.
He was in business in London,
Right.
Oldham Express. He was second in command at Oldham Express.
So he moved here when the family got
He didn't
settled.
know, he just had it built.
All right, okay. So do you remember that cafe when you were a girl? When
Oh
the
yes.
first one you said was a wooden, just a wooden
Yeah,
hut.
yes, I
You
did
remember that?
remember that. Yes, I did remember. Yes. I remembered it wasn't a cafe at first, was it?
No,
No.
it was a cafe, yes, where you walked by and stood and
Had
had
a cup
drinks
to,
outside.
yeah,
you didn't
didn't
sit
sit,
down. No,
no,
no.
until he bought something better, which was more substantial, really. And he had that was in Station Road,
Yeah.
and that has been, but it was quickly knocked down when they built the new Diddles and so
Oh
forth.
dear. So really just fairly recently then.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Well, then when that happened, yes, was recently then.
So
Yeah.
had it been running as a cafe all those years? Or was it just
Yes.
derelict at the end?
No, in this, yes, it was running as a there was factories down that road, like Sads and Son, and
Yes.
there was another firm there, and they used to come across and get cups of tea and things like that.
So it was quite busy
It
in.
was busy, yes, and the station was at
Of
the bottom,
course,
and
yes.
people used to go to on the train a lot and busy there.
I used to have specials on a Saturday or a Sunday, coming to Maldon. Up to 10 or 12 carriages from London.
People coming for the day to
Yes,
Maldon.
yes,
Yes. So
yes.
when they got off the train, they would come across to your cafe and have a cup
I
of
had to
tea.
pass it, yes.
Yes, they
Yes.
did,
Yes.
yes.
And they kept open the afternoons for
Right.
when they would catch the train coming back.
Yes, of course, yes. So in the cafe, did they do drinks and food, sandwiches, that sort of
They
thing?
did after a while, yes, and they had a cook there.
Right,
Used to
yeah.
do the cooking,
Yeah.
and it's a transport cafe more than anything. Lorries used to be able to park alongside. There was a small, not very large car park, but there was a small one where they stayed, where they could stop rather. And that's what happened. Well, I was put into went into one of the schools, you know, I was quite small then, on the back hill, as I call it, Cromwell Hill.
All right, yes, yeah.
And I was there for a short while, and then obviously a little bit older, and then I left and went, well, went to another old school in All Saints School, which I didn't particularly get on too well there, the head teacher and so forth. Anyway, my mother took me away from there. I went to Heybridge School.
Right, yeah.
And then my brother, he was quite clever, and he was getting on well with his studies and so forth as he went to university. And I didn't mind. I wasn't jealous, of course. But anyway, he... I wasn't too good at school, so what happened? I eventually left school.
What age were you when you left school?
15. 15. Yeah.
And you went straight to work in the cafe?
Well, helping a bit.
Helping,
just
yeah.
Not much, but just helping a bit when yes. I could, when I came home from school and yeah. things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, I was doing anything. I didn't do a lot of studying, as I said, because I wasn't a very good scholar anyway.
I believe at that sort of time you were living in on the Causeway.
Yeah, oh yes,
tell
that's
me about
right.
That.
Oh, the Causeway, yes, it was quite sad really, but we hadn't somehow came in contact with Ken, some.
Yes,
say
you
that.
Met.
Then
yes.
we met,
yes.
and then we decided to get married, and we married in September. And then we went, had photos taken, obviously. And then, because we went to live with my father,
right?
Because we were living with him, obviously. And then we went, happened to go out. To show our photographs to, like you do after a wedding, and when we came back, we called out and no reply. Unfortunately, Ken went into the bathroom and found him there,
oh.
and he was over. We had this steep.
It was overcome by.
Overcome by gas fumes from this. A bird, unfortunately, had nested into the outside. What do you call it?
Locked thing.
Yeah,
the
flu.
Oh my
and
goodness
and
me!
So that was it.
Oh,
so
tragic.
That was quite tragic, really.
And you were just married, you two.
Yes.
Yeah. And,
oh my goodness me!
Oh well, that was very sad, obviously.
Of course.
So. Then what happened?
The grandfather still owned the property, and he offered it to Jean.
The bungalow.
The cafe to take on, as we'd only been married for that short 3 months. I was well into the job I was doing.
Of course, that was Doze. Yeah.
And I didn't think I would. Quite made out for cafe work at that stage.
No, he was
alive. Often wish I'd had a go at it.
Oh.
But you weren't.
So it was then sold.
Oh, was it? Right. Okay.
So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It ran for a cafe for some years after that.
Mm.
Then that stopped being viable. Because
yeah.
the area would become
industrialised.
Mm.
Yeah, then it, as you said, they pulled it down when,
yeah.
well, it just went.
That was a taxi place for some time.
Right, yeah. Going back to the bungalow.
Yeah, oh yes.
Was this built by your grandfather, or he had it built?
It had been built by Mrs. Said.
Ah, right.
Oh,
and
yes.
We know any reasons why, where it was for herself or what, but yeah, that was built for her.
So Mrs. Sad had it built.
Yes.
And I think you mentioned that it was built a little bit raised up, a bit higher than the
yeah,
the
it
road.
Was because of flooding. Yeah, I think that was the idea. Yes, yes.
So it was above the water, above any flooding.
Well, yes.
Luckily,
well, we did have floods obviously at Heybridge, but
has been known to run across
yeah, but
the,
not,
flow across
yeah.
the causeway.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that, Jean, from
yeah,
the
Yeah, oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
Do you?
Yes, yes.
And you were sitting
yeah.
high and dry in the bungalow.
Yes, I can remember that, definitely.
Yeah, that was very sensible of Mrs. Sad then, wasn't it?
Yes.
To have it raised up.
Yes.
Well, it was in that way, yes.
So
yes.
Where is the bungalow now,
oh,
in
still,
relation to the rest of the causeway?
If you,
still there.
The tavern
sure.
garage.
Yes.
Right opposite that.
Oh.
It's still there.
Where the tavern pub used to be.
Right. I'll have to look out for it next time I'm driving down there. Yeah.
Did you know there was a tavern? There was a pub there, across there, by the tavern. There used to be a pub.
I think I had heard that, yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mrs. Gray's, but...
Gray's beer.
Right, right.
Brewery, yeah. Yeah, so...
Old-fashioned, it had... It was only beer only.
Right.
No spirit.
Right.
That's at Christmas time. There was they would have some to come for the back door.
Yes, yes. Oh dear. So you two lived there for
24 years.
In the bungalow for 24 years.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And you were going over to Langford to Doze.
The Doze, yes.
He's working there still, yes.
Did you have another job, Jean?
No.
You were at home, as most wives were, weren't they, in those days?
I was at home, yes. Yeah. Well, I used to look after the grandchildren.
Mm.
So from I did quite a bit. They didn't... They would have to have got, obviously, baby somebody else, a childminder, so we did that for a while. Mm. Oh, I did, excuse me, no, I did have a small job. I started to go up to, there was a restaurant along the causeway called the Singing Kettle.
Oh.
It's now a...
Undertakers.
Right.
Well, I used to work there just for a few hours.
Yes.
And it suited me for a
quite,
while.
Quite.
And... then the children were obviously going to school and that, and that's the only job I had.
Mm.
I didn't. Okay. Yes.
Jean, when you first came to Malden and you were quite a young girl, I know church has been important in your life. Which church did you go to start with?
The Fulbridge Gospel
Church.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Went there for some time. And then somehow we decided to... My brother was going to All Saints School and I... Church, rather. And I decided to go there, which I've been there ever since. I went to All Saints Worships and I was church warden there for 12 years, an enrolling member for the Mothers' Union. And I've washed the linen for the church for 70 years.
Oh.
And I'm still doing it. Ken and I are still cleaning the brass, and I've always helped Ken in his role as verger.
So you were church warden yourself for a while?
Yes, 12 years. Both of us did 12 years.
Yeah.
And, yes. And
you're still doing the laundry?
Yes.
Brass cleaning?
Yes.
At the moment,
My goodness. So for how many years has that been then?
Well, so 70. Odd.
You reckon over 70 years?
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Well, I've always helped Ken as a verger. Yeah.
Of course.
How did you start? You started with Reverend Irons.
Yes, in those days. He was the first.
He used to wash his surpluses.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You had to do that?
Well, he's lived with his sister-in-law and she was not keen on doing that sort of thing. And I started to do it.
Oh, yeah. That was very noble.
Well, yes, they were quite big things to iron and stuff.
Yes.
No wonder she didn't like it.